AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A purported deadline related to the disappearance of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, the mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie, is drawing near. Here's the AP's Ty O'Neill.
Here in front of Nancy Guthrie's house, Pima County Sheriff's deputies are now a constant presence, as are the media, as the search for the missing 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie stretches into another week. Neighbors pass by the house. Some jog, others walk dogs, some just watch as investigators continue to comb over the property. The FBI and local authorities have been reviewing ransom notes sent to some local media. Guthrie's family took to social media over the weekend saying they would pay to have their mother back, but also want proof of life. Meanwhile, a small vigil has been set up outside of her home, and it keeps growing. In the Catalina Foothills neighborhood, outside of Tucson, Arizona, I'm Ty O'Neill.
Buckingham Palace's King Charles will support police. Assessing reports, former Prince Andrew gave confidential information to Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein's former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, invoked her Fifth Amendment right and refused to testify before a House committee. New Mexico Democrat Melanie Stansberry says Ghislaine Maxwell is trying to gain presidential clemency with her silence.
It is very clear that that is the message that she is trying to send directly to Donald Trump himself. Directly. She is telling Donald Trump through her deposition that she is trying to buy her clemency.
Lindsey Vonn's father tells the AP she will no longer race if he has any influence over her decision, and that she will not return to the Winter Olympics after breaking her leg in the downhill over the weekend. The military says it boarded a sanctioned oil tanker in the Indian Ocean. The Pentagon said American forces tracked the vessel from the Caribbean. The Pentagon didn't say whether the ship was connected to Venezuela, which faces oil sanctions and relies on a shadow fleet to smuggle crude. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The company that owns retailer Eddie Bauer has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Blaming declining sales and industry headwinds, it's the third time the brand has filed for bankruptcy in a little over two decades. Eddie Bauer began as a Seattle fishing shop, later outfitting the first American to climb Mount Everest, and made thousands of down jackets and sleeping bags for the military during World War I. Eddie Bauer stores outside the U.S. and Canada are operated by other licensees and are not included in the Chapter 11 filings.
Venezuela's top prosecutor says his office has requested the arrest of Juan Pablo Guanipa, a close ally of opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. The move comes less than 12 hours after Guanipa was released from detention as part of a government strategy to free detainees who are facing politically motivated accusations. The Attorney General's office claims Guanipa violated court-imposed conditions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.